The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorfon Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on, as always. Some teams are talking about 31-0, undefeated, national championship aspirations on their mind. 34 would be the next number. 40 would be the number, ultimately, for Wichita State. Unbelievable, though. 31-0, first team in 10 years, I believe, to go through their conference, not losing since 2003-2004. A lot of upsets yesterday in college hoops. Tons of upsets. Virginia's the real deal. Kansas, I don't know if they are the real deal, to be honest with you. I know that they went to a hostile environment there, and Oklahoma State was up for the task, but I don't know, man. Something about younger kids that I don't like, especially when I talk about the Virginias of the world and the Wichita States of the world. I'm sure Fred Wallen has a lot to talk about when it comes to these things. So, Fred, good morning. How you doing?
Raining still here in Southern California, but doing okay.
Well, the rain is finally gone from here, so that's a good thing. I'll be able to get back out on the tennis court sometime after the show, which is good. But Fred Wallen, the Dorf Man, we'll get you through the next hour talking sports. A lot on our minds, so 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We'll be right back. Like I said, Fred Wallen in Southern California, Dorf Man in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Andy Dorf in Phoenix, Arizona. A lot going on in the sports world. A lot. Tons of upsets in college hoops over the weekend. Allen Iverson's retired number, the jersey being retired for the 76ers. I loved watching AI. I don't know about you, Fred, but I loved watching AI play. You know, a lot of things have happened to him after his days of playing, and sometimes, you know, guys make mistakes, and he's one of those guys. You know, I heard a crazy story. I don't know if you ever heard this about Allen Iverson. I heard that every city that he went to while he was playing,
right,
he never brought clothes with him, and he bought clothes in every single city that he went to.
Well, you know, he's always had money since he made it in the National Basketball Association. He didn't have money as a kid, obviously, and that happens, and that's a problem, and that's why the National Football League puts you through this week of understanding that, you know, the money comes, the money goes, and how to protect it, and he did not protect his money, and what you're talking about, he's gone through millions of dollars, and I don't know if he declared bankruptcy, but he's lost homes and whatever the case might be, and
yep.
He's not necessarily your thinking man's player as a talent, as a guard, as a scoring machine, no question, excellent. But also, you know, the things he did off the field, and I didn't particularly like him. But you can't take away his stats, and his stats were fantastic for a little guy. And certainly at Georgetown, he played very well also, obviously, also.
I mean, he was a fierce competitor, and he loved the game, you know, I don't know. I had a soft spot in my heart for the guy, maybe because he's a little guy like myself, you know, and, you know, you go up against those guys that you're not supposed to be able to go over them, and he did. So I got a lot of respect for Allen Iverson and the way that he played. He was one of the better players that I can remember watching for a long, long time. You know, to give a guy the nickname The Answer says something. So a really incredible run for the guy. I'm glad to see that he got his number retired there for the Philadelphia 76ers. But like I said, had some problems after his career was over. But over 24,000 points scored by that guy. Pretty impressive. I mean, at the end of the day, a very impressive career, and rightfully so, getting his number retired there in the rafters for the Philadelphia 76ers. Hey, I want to ask you, what do you think about, since we're in the NBA, we'll stick around here for a couple minutes, because usually you can get through the NBA in a couple of minutes, but Caron Butler going to the Oklahoma City Thunder after, you know, being released there by the Milwaukee Bucks, but your thoughts? I actually like it. I think Caron Butler is a decent guy that could give him some firepower off the bench. He's not James Harden. We all know that, but not a bad pickup for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Your thoughts?
No, I mean, this is the time that the teams are doing it. Danny Granger going to the Clippers, Butler going to Oklahoma City. I mean, I'm sure other teams wanted him. I know Phoenix wanted Danny Granger. I think both of those guys can help their teams in the playoffs. I don't think there's any question about that. They're talented players who've been around the NBA for a long time, but Andy, you know, you were talking about veteran small guards who did well in the National Basketball Association. Now, one of the best would be Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas, who, of course, you couldn't take anything away from his playing. I thought he was one of the best point guards I've ever seen in the National Basketball Association. I don't think there's any question about that. However,
not a very good,
as a general manager or as a president or as a head of a corporation, why would anybody ever think about hiring Isaiah Thomas? Now, the Pistons aren't doing very well. They're talking about maybe going in that direction. Now, why Isaiah Thomas? I mean, again, I think you give a guy a second chance, but this for Isaiah would be like a 10th chance. And he's doing okay on the NFL, on the NBA Network. I'm watching him when he's on a couple nights a week. He's doing fine. But as a general manager of an NBA club, he's failed. He almost destroyed the Continental Basketball Association the time he was president. The times he's been running organizations, nothing's gone right. How many chances do you give somebody? I mean, I throw it to you.
Well, I mean, look, we live in this world where coaches just get recycled. It doesn't matter if they have no success, you know, with one team, they get shipped to another team. And I don't understand the thought process, to be honest with you. I mean, look, they can't be at a loss for guys wanting those positions, okay, first and foremost. So it's almost like a little fraternity, a cult, whatever you want to call it, to be honest with you, where they recycle guys, whether they're good or bad, okay? You know, I mean, you can make an argument. I'm just going to throw a guy out there. You know, Lovie Smith, in the year that he gets fired by the Bears, he goes 10-6. I mean, you know, I mean, so he actually had some success and he got fired, whereas you're talking about, you know, Isaiah Thomas, who doesn't have success and he's being touted for another job. The only thing I can think of, Fred, here in this situation, when you're talking about Detroit, well, you know, he put a lot of good years in for the Detroit Pistons. So maybe would that mean that he'd be working under Joe Dumars?
No, it would mean Joe Dumars would not be would not have his contract extended. And ironically, of course, they played in the backcourt together for many years. So, and again, between Dumars and Isaiah, I think that's night and day. I mean, if you don't think Dumars can get the job done, believe me, Isaiah is not going to get the job done. And it's almost like change just for change's sake. And if you're the Piston fans, I mean, you got to be going nutso. I mean, you like Dumars, you like Thomas's players. Maybe neither can get the job done, but between the two of them, I'm taking Dumars.
Well, and in general, I mean, Joe Dumars is a real class act. I mean, he's just a real good guy in general. And I think that's an interesting move if it were to happen. I don't know if it will or will not, but that's an interesting move. Hey, I got to ask you. I mean, look, the San Antonio Spurs, okay, they just are right there all the time. Whether, you know, Duncan plays, Parker plays, Kawhi Leonard, it doesn't really matter, Manu Ginobili, whether those guys play or not, they're still like the second or third or fourth best team in the league year in and year out. Does it ever come to an end?
Well, I think Popovich is the best coach in the NBA. So that's worth quite a bit. I mean, because usually a coach in the NBA is not as valuable, I don't think, as a coach in college basketball or other sports. But I think Popovich's case in the NBA, I think he's hands above the rest of the coaches, sort of like a Phil Jackson situation. So he's going to have his team there all the time. You made a good point. It doesn't matter sort of if one of those guys, if those three play, if two of them play or three of them play, they're going to shock you now and then and win with none of them playing. I mean, and they draft very well too. This kid Leonard from San Diego State a couple years ago, now I saw him play a lot, but folks outside of the West may not have. He's awfully talented. Now he's back, so he's going to help him down the stretch. I don't know how much more Ginobili has. I don't know how much more Duncan has, but as they go, Popovich, if he doesn't retire, will find others. And I don't like the fact that, you know, I think he costs fans the pleasure of watching these guys play. I think he sets it up definitely for the playoffs, and sometimes he'll surprise you by not playing any of the three guys, even if they're healthy. He'll come up with some excuses. Sure. But as a coach, yeah, I think he's the guy you'd want for one game or one series. They used to say, he can win with your guys or he can win with his guys. I think that's true with Popovich. I think he's that much better than most of the coaches in the National Basketball Association.
Well, I think it's pretty impressive that he can put a product out there that isn't top-notch and go and still compete with top-notch. Yeah. You know, I mean, so what he does is very impressive. And like you said, it may not always be in the fans' best interest and whatnot, but he's got it in the best interest of his organization for what they want to do come, you know, playoff time. So I understand his moves. I may not like them all the time, but Popovich is Popovich and the Spurs are the Spurs. You know, you said something interesting, and I know we're going to break here in a moment. I just want to get this out here before we do. You said something about coaches that are good for a win or two or three or whatever. Popovich is one of those guys. Thibodeau's another one of those guys. He does a lot more with less in Chicago. They've got nothing, and he's made that team competitive, which is very surprising. And then our guy right here in Phoenix, Jeff Hornacek, has been able to do a lot with very little, but the Suns are coming back to earth a little bit. It'll be interesting to see if they can hold off Memphis. I don't know if they will, to be honest with you, Fred, but he's done a tremendous job with this team. They were picked to be one of the worst, and they're one of the teams that are fighting to make the playoffs and play playoff basketball. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back. Jeff Rich on the other side, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Gotta love that guy. Gotta love him. And I love that. That was one of the better quotes you could ever get from a guy. Allen Iverson, in honor of his retirement, playing the "We Talking About Practice" cut. Unbelievable. Good stuff there, Scott. I love that one. Actually, one of my all-time favorites. That and the Dennis Green one. If you can find the Dennis Green one, you can play that anytime.
Well, what about the Jim Mora Sr. one? Playoffs? Playoffs?
That's another good one. I mean, you know, there's a few cuts out there that are good at any moment, any time, but that one makes some good sense. AI getting the retirement last night for the 76ers, and we talking about practice. Love that, man. Anyways, speaking of practice, we got this guy coming on next with us, doesn't need much practice, better known as Jeff Rich. Jeff, how you doing this morning, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Allen Iverson was who we thought he was.
There you go. That's the way to take the Danny Green one and throw it in with a little AI. Love it. Yeah, that was honestly, I mean, some of the better those three right there are some of the three of the better ones. And then maybe even Herm Edwards may have lost it somewhere down the line too once in a while when he was with the Jets. I don't know. He might have been a good one. He's another quote machine, to be honest with you. But
yeah,
all kidding aside,
to win the game.
That's yeah. There you go. That's the one. Exactly. We play to win the game. I mean, that's another one. So, anyways, just kind of having some fun with some of these people that we see frequently in the headlines and whatnot. But, anyways, Jeff, tell folks a little bit about you, how they can catch you, man.
Hey, I'm the college football editor at the morethanafan.net. We run the site cfbroundtable.com. You can follow me on Twitter at jrichradio. During the college football hiatus, I'll be covering baseball and spring training out here in Arizona.
Hey, speaking of which, anything going on in college football right now? I know it's not happening, but anything that we should be looking forward to or anything that could be happening in college football?
Well, this is kind of the down period. National Letter of Intent Day is behind us, and you know, this is the time when the ADs try to get together and schedule games for the 2018-2019 season. So it's a slower period. I mean, it's kind of TMZ time for college football. As long as these players keep their noses clean, there's not really a lot of news to report.
Hey, I don't know if you caught this, Fred or Jeff, but what did you hear about when I'm reading the article kind of as I'm talking to you, but Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow and something about recruiting violations or something. Do you have anything on that?
Yeah, you know what? Urban Meyer was on the phone with one of his recruits, and he said he was at lunch with Tim Tebow. So he handed the phone off for about 8 seconds and let Tebow converse with the kid he was trying to recruit. According to the NCAA, it's a secondary violation, but you know, we've seen it. We've seen it at Penn State where they had to self-report a couple of football players receiving more than a single serving of pasta at a luncheon. I mean, it's just ridiculous the way that the NCAA cracks down on these kids for really simple stuff that doesn't give you any kind of competitive advantage. And
well, hold on a second. Let me interrupt you real quickly, though. I want to throw this out there. You know, I mean, Fred, you jump in here. Look, I hear what you're saying. I understand it doesn't give them necessarily a competitive advantage on the field. However, you know what? Let's just say that kid happens to love Tim Tebow, right? And Urban Meyer name drops. Well, you know what? I'm hanging out with Tim Tebow. Hey, why don't you just say hi to Tim real quick? You know, so I hear what you're saying, but this is like gamesmanship, like – at its finest, if you ask me. Fred, I mean, am I crazy? Am I reading into this maybe a little something that's not there and maybe it is cheating and it shouldn't be taken so lightly?
I think it is cheating.
And I
think it's total cheating. And I think you're taking advantage. It's almost like your school is spending more money than you're supposed to on a recruit, or your school Jim Herrick lost his job after the 95 season because he had dinner with a lot of the recruits, and he brought some of his veteran players along.
Yeah.
And then lied about it. And so, I mean, no, this is a major issue. You cannot use these kind of things to recruit. Everything is supposed to be on the up and up and above board on the same level. And because you know a Tim Tebow, hey, you know, I knew a John Wayne. That means that I'm at USC. I could bring him to recruit if he were still alive. I mean, come on.
Well, but that's my point. So, Jeff, I mean, I understand. I agree with you in a sense that they're not gaining any competitive advantage on the field. However, psychologically, maybe that does something to a kid. Oh, my gosh, he's hanging out with Tim Tebow. I wonder who else he hangs out with. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you, Jeff?
A little bit, but, you know, let's take it a step further. What if it's somebody on the coaching staff? What if you get a kid from Boston that's grew up a big Patriots fan? Mike Vrabel has since moved on to Bill O'Brien's staff with the Houston Texans. But take it back a year, and Urban Meyer's sitting there having lunch with Mike Vrabel, who's an assistant coach on his staff. Hey, talk to my assistant coach here. And that assistant coach happens to be Mike Vrabel. What if Urban Meyer brings on Tim Tebow to be an offensive consultant to loophole himself around this rule?
Well, has he? I mean, that's the, you know, if he's
right,
but
that's our point, Jeff, is that you could use, he's using it to an advantage. Well, otherwise, what's the point of him saying to the kid, here's Tim Tebow, why don't you say hi to him? I guess that's my point, is why would he use that card if he doesn't think it's an advantage?
I don't have an answer for that.
Nobody
I don't have
does.
An answer for that other than, yeah. You know, Urban Meyer genuinely being nice, but I think that all three of us know Urban Meyer to be a little bit more into the gamesmanship than for this to be coincidental.
Yeah, I just think it's an interesting deal, you know, so that's kind of why I wanted to bring it up. I know that there's nothing going on the field, but that is something going on in college football, and, you know, I don't know. I just think you've always got to be watching what you do, and that, you know, you never know. I mean, what did they do to find this out? First of all, did the recruit say something? Did they check his phone records? I mean, like if it's a secondary thing, if it's not that important, why are they even looking into it? I guess is another question.
It's my understanding that Ohio State and the Ohio State Athletic Department, which has a compliance department that's bigger than most entire athletic programs, that they self-reported this to the NCAA so that it doesn't get uncovered, like the like the tattoos and the emails with Jim Tressel, with Terrell Pryor and gang.
I'm reading this. This is kind of crazy. This is what happened was it was out there on Twitter. This the kid's name is Clifton Garrett. He says, I just called, and this is his what he put on Twitter. It says, I just called Coach Meyer just to see what's up, and next thing you know, I was talking on the phone to Tim Tebow. You know what I'm saying? And then he says, hashtag in shock right now, hashtag insane. So to me, you know what? That did leave a mark on this kid, for sure, with the statement that he made on Twitter, so they had to. You know what I'm saying? So another time where to me, Ohio State is covering their tracks because they have to be honest with you.
Right. And I mean, how big of a deal is this? Is this the same as connecting these recruits with co-eds when they come to campus? I mean, it's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other, if you ask me.
No, I get it. I understand. I mean, it, at the end of the day, what does it mean? I guess that's the big question. But it did impact that kid, because otherwise, why is he going on Twitter and kind of bragging about talking to Urban Meyer first and foremost? But then, hey, never know. Next thing I know, I'm talking to Tim Tebow. So I don't know. Just interesting. Fred, throw something at Jeff. We've only got about a minute or so. So throw something at him.
Well, you know, what do you think in the Big Ten? You've got Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State. When we get to the tournament, maybe Ohio State, but I don't think so. So between Michigan, Michigan State, and Wisconsin, who do you deem the favorite to win the Big Ten tournament?
Overall, I think that Michigan is definitely the most talented team. I think Michigan State, it's a lot of Izzo, and they've gotten exposed a lot lately. But,
yeah.
There's no denying that you know, that Michigan State, you know, that Michigan's on the rise, that, you know, these teams can, you know, whoever comes out of the Big Ten is probably going to end up on the 1 or 2 line. And, you know, I don't know if they'll make a big run in the tournament or not. They've been kind of a letdown, you know, in the last couple weeks here.
And you made a really good point. Michigan State, man, they are getting by on Izzo. How do you lose to Illinois on your home floor? I'm sorry, man. You got to be able to beat those teams. Hey, Jeff, really appreciate you taking time out. We're up against it. One more time, how do people check you out?
Hey, I'm on Twitter at JRichRadio, and check out the network at morethanafan.net.
Appreciate it as always, Jeff. We'll catch up with you next Sunday. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, we'll be right back. 1-800-878-7529. Let's hear from you. What's on your mind about the world of sports or anything? It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
At TomBartonSports.com, we charge no commission and no extra fees. Every member gets every play and every sport. TomBartonSports.com is less than $100 for 30 days of service. TomBartonSports.com is monitored and documented by multiple outside sources, including Pro Football Weekly, so you know we can be trusted. Come and join the TomBartonSports.com team today and start winning with integrity.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California, Andy Dorf in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Haven't given them out much today. We've been doing a lot of our own thinking and talking, so if you do want to jump in, this is the time. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, what's on your mind? You usually have a lot on your mind. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I mean, that's 2 weeks to go before Selection Sunday. That's on my mind. I guess Kentucky losing 3 out of 5 and 2 straight this week would be a little bit shocking. You got a young team. You got John Calipari, who I've never thought of as a great coach, but I thought of him as a great recruiter going into the season. They were rated either 1 or 2 in all the magazines that come out. They haven't played up to that. Maybe the loss to Florida a couple weeks ago maybe have knocked them down a notch where they don't know, or maybe emotionally they're not playing quite as hard. I don't know, but they lose to South Carolina on Saturday, LSU in the middle of the week. So it's and again, Andy, you know, people are saying, well, they can do it in the tournament, but it's a lot easier to do it in the tournament if you're a 3 seed versus a 6 or a 7 seed. I mean,
sure.
The bottom line is that first game, who knows what can happen, and they could be, at this point, if you did it right now, I'd have them probably a 7 seed, and because of the 2 losses. Now, they've got the tournament, and, you know, they've got a chance to redeem themselves, but at this point, if Selection Sunday, you know, was coming up this week, they would not be a 3 or 4 seed. They'd be a 6 or 7 seed, and that's a major development, I think, in the tournament, because they have as much pure talent as anybody, but veteran players, you know, you put everything on the table of I would take veteran players with a little bit less talent than freshman players with a little more talent, everything else being equal. Now, if you've got total dominant talent, as they did a couple years ago, well, then you're going to win. But, you know, you take a look at the Florida Gators. Again, I'm not a big Billy Donovan fan as a coach either, but he's got a veteran team. He's got all seniors and juniors.
He's also got 2 titles, Fred.
Again, I'm not a fan of his as a coach. I just think he is a great recruiter, but he's got his guys have stayed, and so they have an advantage over the freshmen. So we'll see how that works out. In the Pac-12, Oregon's playing very well. They might surprise in the Pac-12 tournament. Who knows?
Yeah.
Washington's playing better. Maybe they'll even surprise in the Pac-12 tournament. In the Pac-12, you've got Arizona now playing well, but you got 6 or 7 teams basically in the middle, none of which, I'm not sure at this point, will go very far in the tournament. Meaning, I don't even think Arizona's going that far in the tournament. I don't think the depth will come back to haunt them. Maybe Arizona wins 3. I don't think anybody else wins more than 2. And I'm not even sure a lot of them will even win the second game. So the Pac-12 was a conference of a lot of strong teams or above average teams, but not the kind of schools that go very far in the NCAA basketball tournament. I don't believe, and this is one of the years, Andy, where there isn't a dominant team out there. You mentioned Wichita State opening this hour. I saw them on Saturday, and very well coached by Greg Marshall. You saw him last year in the Final Four. Very well coached, very few mistakes, experienced team. But would you bet your house on them winning 6 games in the tournament?
Well, I mean, since they've already won 31, then it will be 34 will be the next, and 40, like I said. I mean, to do that's really, really difficult. And I don't care how well coached you are. You know, one day you may not be on your game, and somebody may get you, okay? I mean, but at the same respect, Fred, they are one of the best teams in the country. I got news for you. I mean, they are so well coached. I watched them play too, and you know that's one of the few times I have watched them. I've only watched them a couple few times this season, and they play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Okay, they play very solid defense. They can score the ball when they have to. They value each possession, and for the most part, like you said, they don't make mistakes. So they play the game right. Greg Marshall's done a phenomenal job, and he's another one of those guys. He keeps players around. Those kids are 3- and 4-year kids, so it's not – I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not all that surprised that he's having success, that Tony Bennett is having success with Virginia. They have teams that are veteran teams like you were talking about, and those Kentuckys, those Kansases, they make mistakes, and that's why they're not – a team that I honestly fear. I fear Wichita State more. I fear Virginia more than a Kansas, because I'm thinking, you know what, they may not live up to the hype of what they have, whereas Wichita State and Virginia, well, you know what, nobody's talking about them. I mean, we're talking about Wichita State because they're undefeated, but we're not really – we're not talking about him in the same way that we're talking about, oh, think about the upside of Embiid or think about the upside of Andrew Wiggins. You know, they don't have guys like that on that team. By the way, though, Andrew Wiggins' brother plays for Wichita State, so maybe there's something to be said for that. But in general, you know what? I agree with you. I think this year is so darn wide open. There really is not a dominant team. We thought it was Arizona for a while. We thought it was Syracuse for a while. Now it's looking like Florida's a pretty dominant team, but who's to say that they won't get beaten, Fred?
Well, even when Arizona was undefeated, I didn't think they were that good, and now it's with Ashley. And without Ashley, they're not very deep.
Well, to say they weren't very good is maybe not the right
word.
I think,
not very good to be rated number one. I mean, because they weren't as good as teams in the past. I mean, in Syracuse, the same. And now Syracuse has lost three games. I just that they weren't dominant. I mean, they weren't somebody that you'd say couldn't lose in the tournament, like maybe Kentucky 2 years ago, or maybe the UCLA teams, or maybe the UNLV teams of 90 and 91, who finally did lose in 91 to Duke. But the point I'm trying to make is none of these schools early on who were undefeated or close to undefeated said to Fred, hey, those teams could not be beaten, or I'm really worried about them. I'm going to say again, you know, Arizona's going with eight guys and now seven guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that doesn't bode that all that well. I mean, on Thursday night of this week, UCLA suspended their top two players. And so basically they were going with a six-man rotation. Sorry. I mean, I think nowadays in basketball, specifically if you face a team that presses, let's say Oregon in the Pac-12, you need more than eight guys. You need nine or ten. And that's why, you know, even though Oregon was in that losing streak before, this is a school, if they play any defense at all, could surprise in the Pac-12 tournament and could knock out one of the schools that everybody presumes will be automatically in, because, you know, they're talking about six schools in the Pac-12. Okay, what if Oregon runs the table in the Pac-12 tournament? I'm not saying they will, but let's say they do.
They could.
Let's just say they do. Well, they're not going with seven schools in the Pac-12 because the Pac-12 is not that strong. So that means that the Oregon States or the Cals or the Stanford, I don't think the Cals necessarily, but the Stanford's Oregon State,
even an Arizona State, if they falter down the stretch. I know they beat Cal over the weekend, but you know what? Arizona State, they're all over the place as far as the way they play. And I don't know if I agree with you. I think the Pac-12 is top heavy and everybody else is everybody else. I mean, I don't know. I think we have Arizona and UCLA, and then who else really is all that good? I don't know, but I don't know.
I don't think UCLA is that good. I mean, what I'm saying to you is that I'm putting UCLA with the other five or six. I think they're all in the middle. I don't think UCLA is that good. I mean, they're up and down. They can't win the second game of a road trip ever. As far as in the Pac-12, you can't win the second game of a road trip in an average conference or a slightly above average conference. You're not all that good. And again, Steve Alford, if you take a look at his record in the NCAA tournament, no matter where he's been, he's got a problem winning game number one. You know, what happened last year in New Mexico with Harvard? So, I mean, it's not like they're all that good. And I'm a UCLA fan, but I got to be realistic. They don't play any defense whatsoever. I mean, Oregon plays no defense whatsoever.
Sure.
Oregon State plays no defense whatsoever.
Right.
Washington plays limited defense. Arizona does play defense, and that might be the difference, even though they don't have a lot of depth. So that's all I'm saying. I don't. And I'd like to say I'd like to be like Bill Walton on the telecast saying, hey, this is the best conference in America. But Fred can't do that because Fred has more common sense than Bonespur Bill Walton.
Well, you know what? I take most of what he says like a grain of salt, but every now and then he does have something pretty solid to say. And then Pash, when he does the games with him, you know, it almost seems like he loses Pash at times too. So you're not alone, Fred. Hey, I want to ask you real quickly. I know you're a little closer to the scene than I am there. What's going on with the Dodgers as far as Greinke? I know he got out there and hurt himself, but he's expected to miss a start with that calf injury. So do you think that could affect their rotation through the year, or is this something that'll be shaken off pretty quickly?
Not being a doctor, I don't know how severe the calf injury is, but obviously That's not the way to start a season. And last year, this team had more injuries than any team in recent history. I mean, so you hope that it's not a predecessor to the rest of the season, a preview of the rest of the season. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, they got questions certainly with the four outfielders for the three slots. I mean, who's healthy, who's not? There may not even be a problem. You may not even have three outfielders for the three slots in the outfield, none of whom, in this case it is whom, none of whom want to be bench warmers. So it should be an interesting season for the Dodgers. The magazines are out. The Dodgers are rated one. Arizona's rated two in most of the magazines as far as the National League West is concerned. I don't know. I mean, it's like the Dodger top two pitchers, if they're healthy, again, Kershaw and Greinke should, 200 innings apiece, a lot of strikeouts, and should dominate. But after that, who knows? I think the best part of the Dodger offseason was the bullpen. I mean, they've got so many guys who have been closers that injuries or no, they should, if the game's close in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, that bullpen should be able to close out the opponent. So we'll see how the season goes. I mean, it's a long baseball season. And, Andy, I got to tell you something. There's a big problem in Southern California. Again, and folks listening elsewhere, it could happen to you, too. Time Warner Cable has the Dodger rights. For the first time in history, there are no Dodger games on regular TV. So they're all on Time Warner Cable. Now, Time Warner's got to make a deal with every single satellite and cable system in the area so the fans in Southern California can get the games. Time Warner has about 10 or 15% of the folks who locked up with Time Warner. So if they don't sign anybody up, that means 85% of Southern California can't watch the Dodger games. Now, that's a lot of money that the Dodgers picked up from Time Warner Cable, but I put this on the Dodgers, knowing past history of Time Warner, that they should have maybe put a Thursday night and kept that separate and said, okay, Thursday night, at least our fans who can't afford cable or if we don't make a deal with the other systems can still watch our Dodgers. So maybe Thursday nights you keep those games out. The Dodgers put the whole package in there. And this could happen in Arizona. This could happen in San Francisco. This could happen anywhere. It's not right.
Hey, Fred, real quickly before we get to break, it's almost certain that no Alex Guerrero as far as the second baseman and opening day. Is D. Gordon the short-term solution?
If you can accept a 178 hitter. He was a good fielding shortstop. I'm sure he can be a good fielding second baseman, but has he proven to anybody that he can hit major league pitching? And you got to hit 240. I don't think he can. I haven't seen him do that. Let's put it that way.
So there's some holes there in Dodger land,
sure.
We'll see how it all shakes out. I think the D-backs will be another interesting mix as they just will battle, and we'll see how this thing all shakes out. He's Fred Wallen. I am Andy Dorf. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All righty. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us. From morethanafan.net. And then you can also check him out at J Rich Radio on Twitter. Fred, what are you watching here today? And what is the most interesting thing you took away from the weekend of sports of what you watched?
Well, I mentioned it. Kentucky losing two games in a row from a college basketball viewpoint. I think that's going to be a key as we head into the SEC tournament and the NCAA basketball tournament. Calipari got kicked out the week before Boeheim gets kicked out. I don't think coaches can do that. I think you got to teach your kids better than that. And I think you take your chances of winning away when the coaches gets kicked out like that. And you just don't do it. You got to hold your composure if you expect your players to do likewise. So I'm very disappointed in Calipari and Boeheim. And I think they'll pay for it as the tournament gets closer and closer.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't think they... Offensively, I think they're challenged really bad. They don't have a score other than fair. Innes is a freshman, and I think you know you're expecting a lot out of this kid, and we'll see what he can do come play tourney time. But I think they're offensively challenged, and I think that that's what's going to ultimately do them in. Syracuse is very good defensively, we all know, but I don't know, man. They just don't seem to be able to score the ball that often. We didn't mention them. I'll tell you who to look out for. Look out for Wisconsin. I think that's a team that they got a lot of guys that can shoot the ball. Kaminsky's become a much better player down low for them in general. So just look out for them. And, you know, Michigan State, I think they are getting by a lot of what Tom Izzo does and a lot of his name. I'm interested to see how the Virginias do. I'm interested to see this Wichita State team go out there and shock the world, not only with their name but with their game. For Fred Wallen, for Scott on the other side of the glass, have a great Sunday, enjoy your day, and we'll be back at you next week Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Take care.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.